Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly. The USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Kyle's with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. I wanted to start your show off today with some good news. Consumer Reports has just announced that electric vehicles only have 80% more problems than gas-powered ones, so you will be able to get one soon.
Only 80%?
Only 80% more.
Kyle, you know, I was thinking about you in one of the positions you had formerly, and as a guy who worked at a dealership in the service department, assistant service manager, and I believe you told us about Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors with the prep sheets. And okay, before you ship that or deliver that new car to that new customer, here's a list of things that we forgot to do or that don't work properly.
Yeah.
So you all fix them.
Now, yeah, right.
Can you just, and I was thinking about that this morning. So what would, in number of pages of fix these things, before, these items before the customer gets to drive it home, how many pages were from like Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors? Of
okay. Well, when I worked for Ford, I worked at two different dealerships. Because, you know, Ford and General Motors never at the same dealership. But when I worked for the Ford dealership, we would get these new Ford trucks and cars and stuff. And, you know, it varied. It wasn't like every single one of them was always the same. But I would say on average, the Ford, the new cars that we would get or new trucks that we would get that would need, you know, before they things done to them, before they could get onto the showroom floor, there would be somewhere between, I would say, 10 and 22 or 23 pages of things that would, and now some of these would take one whole page or sometimes two pages if it was dealing with a computer issue, you know, they'd go through a whole bunch of different stuff to try to correct some of these things. But anyway, it would be, I would guess, between 10 and 22 pages long for Ford. And then when I got to work for, started work for General Motors, they had Jeep, which gave us all of the Chrysler stuff as well. And we would get these Jeeps in and we would get certain things that, that would have to be done. And they were in the ballpark of between, I would say 7 and 13 or 14 pages. And again, same kind of a thing. You know, it would take sometimes a whole page to lay out one specific thing they want because they would have drawings or something like that, you know. And then when I worked for General Motors, when they would ship their new vehicles and they would show up, there would usually be one, sometimes two, and very rarely, I have seen three, one time, three pages of stuff that they wanted us to do before it went out on the thing. And usually it was only describing you know, a couple of problems that could occur or would occur or things to look for, you know. They would have a lot of different little information things in there that would say, this is what, if this happens, this is how we correct it and that kind of thing.
So when Consumer Reports talks about 80% more, 80% more defects, 80% more repairs, 80% more maintenance, 80% overall more problems, do you have a feel for what they're saying?
I think it's everything. I think it's every last bit of all of those things. I really do. I think it just says 80% more problems. It was on a disclosed TV little thing that I got last night while I was sleeping, and it popped up this morning when I put it out there. So I thought, you know, I'd just make Vince's day by letting him know that, you know, this is going to work out for him to get an electric vehicle soon, you know.
Yeah.
If you run into nothing to do, you know, around the farm, which, you know, you and I both know is like non-existent. You right. keep going till you drop dead.
Yeah.
And then your sons, you get to take over the job. But
yeah. You know, it's interesting. There's a guy in California, and he's a friend of Bert's, and he has a Tesla. And this guy's having some problems with the Tesla. And I said, well, why don't you just tell us, you know, come on the air, because he goes to visit Bert all the time. And so, since you're there, just let us know what's going on with this Tesla. And the guy doesn't want to do it because he's afraid that if he talks about Tesla, they won't fix it. They'll blackball him.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, with the big bus fire that just happened.
Yeah,
you know,
in California.
Yeah. Right.
And Gwyneth called me, and she said, "Vincent, they shut down the highway near her in Australia, I believe Victoria." And she said, "They shut down the highway; all lanes are closed. There's a cement truck that's on fire, an electric cement truck. Now, of all the stupid places to electrify a vehicle, a cement truck has got to be number one, right up there with snowplows, right?"
Oh, absolutely.
Because to turn that drum in the back. To mix the concrete, it's really heavy. I mean, extremely heavy. It takes a lot of torque to turn that drum. And to electrify that makes absolutely no sense. Because what do you do if you don't have enough charge to get back? And it takes, you know, a day or overnight to charge one of those things. You know, there's a guy who was in Virginia. I did some consulting for a company, a ready mix company, a concrete mix company. And a story I heard from a driver that worked for another concrete type company was there was this guy that was so furious with the management of his company that he took the concrete truck, went to lunch, you know, with a full load, and shut off the engine, stop the drum from spinning, and then seized up, or the concrete cured in the drum. Huge problem getting that drum off, you know, massive amount of weight. The drum is absolutely useless and destroyed half the truck just by having lunch. So that comes to mind when I think about these electric cement trucks. What happens when you have a full load of concrete or a partial load of concrete and you don't have enough battery to spin that drum? The same exact thing is going to happen. This is beyond stupid. I mean, who in their right mind would buy one of those things?
Well, they've cured the problem, Vince. When it catches on fire, it'll burn all the way to the ground, so it won't matter.
Just get a bulldozer and push it out of the way.
That's exactly right, you know. And then your insurance will hopefully replace it for you. Can you imagine after you get your bill, you're the owner, and you've got the electrified cement truck that just burnt down to the ground, and now you're going to order more of them, and your insurance company shows up there the next day. It says, oh, by the way, your insurance has went up by 1,000%.
Right, Right. And, you know, I don't mind that. I don't mind the companies or the people who buy these electric vehicles. I don't mind their insurance going up. I mind it when they drive my insurance up and our insurance up. That's what I mind. And that's what's happening. So we are paying for their carelessness and recklessness. And so people who think that Elon Musk has no impact on their lives, they're mistaken. Absolutely mistaken. He is driving up everybody's insurance costs that drives vehicles, and he's driving down the air quality with all the holes he's punching in the atmosphere as he destroys the oxygen as his rockets go up and burn up everything in sight. Unbelievable.
Yep,
and the destruction when these satellites come back down. Unbelievable. So, so it's great news that people are really finding out that these electric vehicles are beyond... Beyond insanity. I think it's great. I really do. That and you know, if people bought them and they think they're green and they've got a big smile on their face when they go shopping at Sam's Club or Walmart and they're proud of their electric vehicles, I think they deserve what's going to happen to them because they did not do the research to figure out what this really means. They didn't do it. Because if they did do the research,
you know,
they
like,
never would have bought
it. Like I've mentioned, I mentioned before, you know, my dad used to say, an education's expensive no matter how you got to get it.
Yeah, unfortunately, when some of these people get their education, it damages the planet. Did you happen to read this article? I'm not sure where he was, but the commander-in-chief was bragging that he has the ability to blow up the planet. Blow up the entire planet?
No, I'm glad I missed that one because, you know,
makes me sick.
If you have a lunatic in charge of something like that that can brag about it, then, you know, literally, this stuff is beyond insane. I had something happen, you just reminded me of it, Vince, and how this guy didn't know it was in the public domain, I don't know, but... I was having a conversation with this guy a few months ago, and anyway, he worked remotely for the Department of Defense, and he did some pretty clandestine stuff, and he would never talk about any of it. And I asked him one time, I said, well, what about these rods from God? You know, you keep hearing, we've heard about and everything. He said, he all of a sudden, his entire demeanor changed. And he said, you know about that? I said, well, it's in the public domain. It's everywhere. I mean, people can look it up all over the place, as well as the TR-3B and all of these other weird aircraft and stuff that's out there. And the conversation between him and I completely changed. It got shut down. He didn't want to talk about the rods from God. He didn't want to have to talk about these. He didn't want to talk about any of these specialized aircraft. Literally, I just can't talk about that. Literally. I mean, his demeanor changed. So when Biden says that he could literally probably destroy the planet, there's no telling what else they've got up there, you know?
Yeah, and here's the quote. This is from the New York Post, nypost.com. Headline, quote, Biden jokes about nuclear football, calls Trump congressman in a gaffe-filled Colorado stop. And then he says, Biden brags, quote, my Marine has a code to blow up the world, end quote. How can you support anyone who supports
the Hemo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
The class, New York Post, which is nypost.com, says, quote, President Biden stunned listeners Wednesday, that's yesterday, by bragging about his ability to launch nuclear weapons before calling Donald Trump a congressman, and seeming to forget the names of current Chinese and South Korean leaders. Quote, now look, my Marine carries that, but it has a code to blow up the world. End quote. The 81-year-old commander-in-chief said while introducing himself to factory workers in Colorado. And this is a South Korean company called CS Wind. They have a facility in Pueblo, Colorado. So he was touring this facility, and he was talking about his ability to blow up the world.
You know, Vince, did you hear the other day how that Biden made an agreement with China to for us to go way more green in all that we're doing, and China's going to supply us with everything? You know, imagine that. While they're building about one new coal-powered electrical plant a week, but they're going to supply us. They're building their industry to be able to make it so that we can all go green and starve to death. By the way, I was also curious how you're enjoying selling those $25,000 cows. I was at the grocery store the other day. I was out there at the grocery store the other day, and I saw a couple of steaks in there, and they were $47. And so I got to thinking to myself, you know, that works out to like $23 for wholesale. I just cut it in 50%, you know, $23 a pound for this stuff. And if old Vince is even getting $20 a pound for his beef, and you got a hanging rate or hanging weight of, you know, about 800 pounds, and you, that's about $16,000, and some of them bigger, up to $20,000 a cow. I thought, my goodness, you should be affording that new Mercedes and the new Dodge diesel and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and actually, we sell our beef for $6 a pound. Six point zero zero.
That's my goodness, Vince, what a deal. You are giving it away.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Kyle, I was talking to a guy last night. He was one of the 3,395 people who looked at our ad for a gently used Generac, a 16-kilowatt generator, whole house generator. And we got some messages. Bam posted it and got some messages and said, you know, would you please call these guys? Because they really need to know about generators. And even though we've just sold ours, would you give them a call? So I placed some calls, and I talked to a few of these guys. Spent about an hour apiece with them, educating them about generators. And what I'm finding is that there's a lack of knowledge, and it's not the customer's fault. The marketing companies that sell these generators do not give the details very readily. So if you want to know how they work, you want to know, you know, the specifications, you can dig them up. But it's not in their marketing propaganda. They talk about features and ease and, you know, pretty much sitting back in your lazy boy and everything's good. So I wanted to share that with our class. I also wanted to share that there people don't understand what's really happening all around them. And just like when Joe Biden went to this South Korean company to look at wind turbines, he didn't know what he was looking at. He was looking and he kind of said, that's not a nuclear weapon, is it? And he was looking at a wind turbine. He wanted to know if that was a nuclear weapon. Now, why would he not know? Is somebody not telling him, or does he forget from the minute he is briefed to the time he walks into the factory? I don't know, but this is all dangerous stuff. It's extremely dangerous to think that there's a guy who doesn't know what's going on, who's got the keys to the button. That's nuts. This is really serious. And as far as the cows, no, we're not getting anywhere near that. We're getting $6 a pound, and we're, you know, just barely making it. And that's the truth.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is going to hold a fundraiser in Florida during the GOP presidential debate next week in Alabama. NBC News is reporting the fundraiser will be hosted in Hallandale Beach for Trump's fundraiser. News Nation is hosting the GOP debate next Wednesday. Last night, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce. The Qatari foreign minister stated that the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners, including an American-Israeli dual national. Still, the terrorist organization Hamas has 145 people, with reports on News Nation, many of them are being kept in cages and sexual assaults are taking place. Henry Kissinger has died at the age of 100. The former diplomat and political scientist passed away at his home in Connecticut yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us, and Kyle, where I was going with that is that I never want to have one of our customers say, you know what, I was ripped off. I paid too much. The quality wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. So in that line of thinking, I don't want anybody to be unhappy with what we sell, what we service here at the farm. And the same thing is true with our computers in Virginia. We manufactured computers. We had the best value computers in the marketplace. No one had a better computer for less money than our company did, the one that we founded. So the reason we have $6 beef is so, and that's ground beef, is so that our customers will get a great quality product for less than they can get anywhere else, and they really can't complain. They can't say, you know what, they were ripped off. You know, they paid too much, it wasn't good enough. And the same is true with the generators. So I priced the generator way, way, way below everybody else that had anything even close to it. It was a bigger generator for less, and better cars was in better condition. And that's just the way I am. And I don't have to worry about getting shot in the back by, you know, cheating someone, because we don't do that. We don't cheat people. And what I decided to do was, there's so many people that wanted this particular generator that I thought, you know what, I can just be a generator dealer. I can buy them and sell them at a very small markup and let them know exactly, you know, what's involved with buying one, how they work, and I can have it drop shipped. So that's what I'm going to pursue. So, class, if you're interested in any of that, if you're interested in buying a generator and having it drop shipped to you, just send me an email, instructor@usaprepares.com, and I'll respond and I'll get you a quote, and we can talk on the phone. So that's why I do what I do and not charge more. And we could charge more. We could probably charge 50% more, and some people won't mind. There's a guy, I went to a seminar, Kyle, and there was a guy, a farmer, he's a pretty famous guy, and he's not been on the air with us because he said something that I really didn't quite endorse. And that was, if 15% of your customers are not complaining that your prices are too high, then your prices are too low. I think that, I don't quite understand that.
Your thoughts, Kyle? I think, Vince, that he's, you know, when you're, excuse me, when you're in a business like a dealership or, you know, I never had anybody complain when I was running my electrical business that my prices were too high, ever. Not, but there was guys that did. And they told me almost exactly the same thing that you just said. Because it's kind of a competition thing where, you know, for dealerships in particular, everything is so stinking high. And now the parts all come from China, so they're all breaking down. So the only thing that carries you through is the fact that every other dealership is in exactly the same spot, you know. So it, the sweet spot of this 15% that they're talking about there is where you make the most money, and you're going to have 15% of the people that are just about half a bubble off plumb anyway, and they're going to complain regardless. And they probably, unless you're so cheap that you're practically giving it away, they're going to complain. And that, I know for a fact that when I work for the dealerships and when I have my business and stuff like that, that, and I eventually figured out that some of these guys were a little bit on the correct side, because I should have been charging more. I really should have. I don't know if you've ever seen this, Vince, but many years ago I had my FFL and I would go to gun shows and I would travel around and buy and sell guns and different things like that. And I had a pair of rifles that I had traded for, and they were both Savage, very accurate rifles. I can't hardly ever buy one without taking it home and shooting it just for fun. And so I'd had these two guns for a long time. I mean, literally, I'd probably taken them to four or five shows, and which I was hitting the show about every week, and usually you would change stuff over pretty quick, you know, two shows and something was usually sold. And I didn't put much of markup on them, and I thought, my goodness, you know, something's wrong here. I don't get it, because I had these priced lower than anybody else in the show for the same type of quality and same type of a gun. Well, it just so happened a friend of mine who was a dealer come by and saw him and said, well, your prices are too low. Raise your price and you'll sell them. So it's no joke, Vince. I added $100 onto each one of those prices, and I sold both of them that show. So sometimes it's just the perception people have that if you've got it that low, something's wrong with it.
I'm with you. We lived in Virginia. We were selling our farm. And I listed it myself, and our family listed it. And we put it on landandfarm.com. I couldn't believe it. We had it listed for a whole day, and nothing happened. Nothing. I was scratching my head thinking, this is nuts. This is a great farm, great buildings, great house. No response. So I raised the price. And then I raised the price again, you know, within days, a couple days. And as soon as I raised the price, we got a buyer. And
yeah.
And so the buyer, I said, okay, so, you know, if you want to buy this, I sent him a message, and I called him, and I said, look, here's how this works. No contingencies. You know, this is not going to be a transaction where you have to sell your house in order to buy my house. So I can't depend on somebody buying your house so you can have the funds to buy mine. And if you want to present a contract, it's going to have to be written in English. No more than 2 pages or I won't read it. And it has to be written in a language that an 11-year-old would understand. Because I didn't want it so complicated that I couldn't figure it out. And he presented a contract, and I invited him to come to our house and sit at the dining room table. And we sat at the dining room table, and he said, look, you've got it listed for 3 prices. Which one is it? And I said, well, I advertised it for the lowest price, you know, the lowest and the middle price and a higher price. So we'll sell it to you for the lowest price. He said, no, I can't do it. I'm going to have to pay more than that. I said, so what do you want to do? He said, well, let's go with the middle price. I said, okay. True story.
Yeah, I believe you. Yeah, it's a perception is everything, you know. And that's, I think that is the reason our country continues to go. You know, when people figure out one of these days it's going to happen, probably, I don't know if it'll happen in our lifetime, but I think it probably will. Where people are going to figure out that they're trading all of this good quality stuff that if they can find it good and used, they're trading those good quality things for a bunch of green paper that's worthless.
Well, that happened to me. That happened last night to me. And so we were outside. It was dark. And, you know, I had the outside lights on, and the guy was supposed to show up earlier, and he was, like, almost 2 hours late. And I thought, you know, we'll just lock the gate because, you know, it's getting too late. Where is this guy? And then he just showed up as we were, you know, going to head down to lock the gate. And so we're out there, and he's looking at the generator, and I demonstrated for him, and he said, okay, I want it. I said, okay. We'll load it up for you, load on this truck. And so we're counting out the green piece of paper, and I'm thinking, I'm getting a small stack of dead presidents on piece of, you know, images on piece of paper, and this guy is leaving with a really nice generator. And that's exactly right. And because there's this belief that those green pieces of paper have value and that I can exchange them for other things. Now, hopefully, the music won't stop while I'm holding these green pieces of paper. If it does, I will have done a really stupid thing. But my plan is to reinvest that and keep this thing going. Use that to buy another and another and another and another and more and more and more and build this small business helping people with generators. But, Kyle, have you? Let me ask you this. You are a journeyman electrician. You've done wiring for all kinds of things, including very, very large projects, like power generation station type projects. Mm-hmm. Have you experienced anybody that you've talked to that bought a generator that knew exactly how these things work? Did they need some kind of help?
Mm-hmm. Almost nobody. Mm-hmm. Literally 99% of the people, other than if they are an installer. I ran into one guy one time who actually did that for a living, and he knew what was going on with them. Mm-hmm. And he really did understand the engines. He understood the electrical. He understood how much load, all of that kind of stuff, because he installed them. He was an electrician. That was his entire business, was installing generators for people. And it still is his entire business, installing generators for people. So other than that, nobody. Because nobody knows, nobody can understand that, especially if it's a gasoline generator, if you're not watching the oil on your gasoline generator during the first 40 or so hours that this thing is running, if you're not checking it every hour, literally kill it, check it, because you're only dealing with sometimes most of these, even 10,000 watt generators have oil in the bottom of the thing that's only about maybe a quart. Most of them are less than a quart. That's the entire oil capacity of these engines. And if you're not watching that and you run it out of oil, all of a sudden you have a very expensive boat anchor, because it'll just ruin them, you know.
Well, that was the discussion I had with three people on the telephone in the last day. And my discussion was about automatic transfer switches. And, Class, an automatic, we're talking about a whole house generator now, one of those boxes that sits outside the house. It has an engine. It has a control box, computer control, probably, and a generator head, all in one box. And the discussion I had was, you know, if you have snow and it covers the air intake for the generator in the box, the engine, and you don't brush off that snow, if that automatic transfer switch comes on, it doesn't look at the snow. It doesn't know about the snow. It doesn't know that thing is ready to self-destruct in a matter of minutes because it's going to overheat. I don't want an automatic transfer switch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us. Class, to flesh this out a little bit more, a whole house generator may have a automatic transfer switch. And the idea is that this transfer switch looks at the grid and says, do we have electricity? Is it on? Is it on? Is it on? And if it senses that the grid power is lost, within a few seconds, the transfer switch will start the generator. The generator will automatically start and warm up for a few seconds, then the transfer switch will automatically transfer the load from the grid to the generator, which is a wonderful thing, except for the fact that the switch doesn't check the oil level, and it doesn't check to make sure that there's sufficient propane in the tank to run for the amount of time that it might need to run. And it doesn't check to see if there's snow or ice covering the air intakes of the generator itself. And it doesn't check because it's not human. It doesn't know how to do these things. Now, they may have a low oil pressure sensor that will shut the generator off. They may have an overheat sensor to shut the engine off. But if you have a low oil pressure condition, you've probably done a little bit of damage if that sensor comes on and says low pressure. And if the overheat sensor comes on and maybe even shuts off the engine, you might have done some damage. So what Kyle is saying is neither he nor I are interested in letting the machines run themselves without watching them, without checking them. And if you have a new generator, the rings are not broken in. They haven't seated against the walls of the cylinder or cylinders, depending on how many cylinders and pistons you have. So the idea is there's more oil consumption with a brand new engine than there is with one that is broken in. And then, believe it or not, they used to have break-in engine oil, a different kind of oil that was used for the first, let's say, few hours of the engine's life, and then you would drain that out and put in the real engine oil that you would use from then on. So the bottom line is there's a lot of particles that are in the machining of an engine. There are more particles that wear as a brand new engine starts wearing in, and they all get picked up by the oil and distributed throughout the engine to cause more wear. And if you don't have an oil filter, even more damage occurs. So there's a lot of things you need to think about, and an automatic transfer switch does not think about everything. And the other thing it doesn't know is how much fuel you have. I mean, it really doesn't know. So if you have an automatic transfer switch hooked up to a generator and you lose power for a few days, you might run out of propane. It's as simple as that. Kyle?
Yeah, you're right, Vince. And you will get less runtime with propane than you will with diesel or gasoline. You know, if you will not be able to. I'm talking about gallon for gallon because there's less explosive BTUs in propane than there is in gasoline or diesel. So, you know, that's just the way it is. I used to have an old 65 Chevy pickup, Vince, that would run on propane, and it had a propane/gasoline carburetor in it. And I could pull a lever on the carburetor and turn this little valve, and I could be on propane. It would run. Or if I ran out of propane, I could push the lever back and change this valve around, and I could, it would take a little bit, but there would be gas supplied to the carburetor and I could drive it. I wish to goodness I had never sold that truck, because I thought, you know, it wasn't four-wheel drive, but if I had it to do over again, I would have made it four-wheel drive. I would have put a four-wheel drive undercarriage underneath this thing, because you had the availability to do both. But what I found out was, on gasoline, I would get about 10 sometimes as much as 15% better gas mileage than I would on the propane. So that was really handy. One of the things, you know.
Yeah, and the way it works, class, is gasoline, in the numbers, depending on where you look on the internet, the numbers keep changing. Or you see different values, but propane has about 90,000 BTUs per gallon, liquid gallon. Gasoline about 100,000, and diesel about 135,000. So if you're wondering why diesels get better miles per gallon than gasoline cars, it's because diesel has more energy per gallon. That's the reason. And if you can get that energy out, you'll get more miles per gallon. Kyle, Frank Pacheco, who's with us on Mondays and talks about appliances, was mentioning something that you do regarding treating equipment for winter. Like, you know, what do you do to the gasoline? What additive do you use? And what have you found that absolutely works without destroying the carburetors, so that if you add this additive, you do not have to run that equipment out of fuel for the winter? So, you know, the carburetor doesn't get damaged by the alcohol, for example, in the gasoline. So when we come back next hour, can you tell us what your recommendation is for preserving the life of your carburetors, so that you don't have to replace the carburetors every single year with the new gasoline that our government has mandated, the ethanol 10% or 15% ethanol? We'll be right back with Kyle in Montana.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.